The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate. Why do we do it? We do it for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. If you're interested in finding your freedom number, come over to our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom and download your free financial freedom cheat sheet today. Your 401k plan is under attack. That's today's show. Let's dive right in. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest. Rehabbed thousands of homes, and I own many, many dozens of properties in our personal portfolio. And over the years, I've really kind of gone on a mission, or I've been more educated about what has been unfolding inside of our 401k plans. And it's really started to make me angry. Angrier than I've been in a long time about the way that we treat finances in this country. You know, when you go to a new employer, of course, they're encouraging you to set up and pay for, get your 401k plan right up and running. Why? Well, because they're making money off of that transaction, right? The employer and the fund managers who are managing those retirement plans. Now, it was meant as a great idea, getting the 401k plan. It'll lock in your retirement, protect you in your dark days after you leave that employer. But as you know, and I've talked about here on the show, it really does not do that. In fact, dwindling returns right now for your 401k plan. In today's show, we're going to talk about what Congress is doing right now. And a cover story in the Wall Street Journal just a short time ago really had me angry about what their plans are. In fact, the story talks about how Congress is looking to take even more incentives out of your retirement plan, cut even more savings from your 401k plan. Now, this all comes against the backdrop of how Congress lives. Let me paint a picture for you on how Congress lives. They enjoy this cushy retirement plan. It's called the Federal Employees Retirement System. That's what they get bought into. So what is it? Well, it's really like an amalgamation between your 401k plan and their own pension plan. So the 401k plan and the pension plan combine into one, and it's something that most Americans could only dream of having. In fact, only about 13% of the private workforce out there in the United States has some form of like a pension plan tied together with their 401k. But for most Americans, we're stuck with the run-of-the-mill 401k plan. Well, Congress, under this plan, get this, to pay for their funds, their fees, they only pay 0.03%. Okay? Now, when you set up a fund for your retirement account, you're going to pay a minimum fee around 1%. 1% versus 0.03% for the comparable plan within Congress. And now Congress is moving to try to hack some of the tax advantages from the private retirement plans. Want to take some of those additional things out of the retirement plans. And so right now, Congress is in the midst of negotiating this tax overhaul, and this is part of that process. They're already considering whether to reduce benefits of contributing to that 401k plan and similar retirement plans, even as some U.S. representatives bask in the glow of this multi-pronged retirement plan that they get. So let me break it down for you how exactly, and this is right out of the article, and how it works. So let's say those expenses that you've got on that retirement vehicle on a $10,000 investment can easily set up at least, eat up about $100 a year for regular retirement savers. Fees on the same amount in a member of Congress's plan can't exceed $3.90. So $100 for you, only $3 for Congress. It's pretty amazing. And then fewer than 1 in 10 corporate retirement plans match 5% of employees' contributions dollar for dollar. So we've talked about the dwindling returns right now on employee match programs. Only 1 in 10 corporate companies right now are actually doing the matches. So when you put in a certain amount, they're going to match maybe up to 5% of your money in their own retirement plan, and then you're going to be able to get that extra money. So people will always say, well, isn't that great? I get to have extra money thanks to my employer. Not really. Very few companies are actually offering that. And they're making money off of the transaction, the relationship that they have with Vanguard or Wells Fargo or whoever runs your 401k plan. Today's episode is brought to you by Thumbtack. Hey, do you need to hire someone just around your house? It could be anything, right? A plumber. It could be someone to pressure wash your back patio. It could be a chef for a party that you plan to throw for your little girl's birthday. Who knows? It doesn't matter. If you go to thumbtack.com, they're going to match you with the right local professional for any project that you need. Just tell them what you need and when you'll need it, and you'll have 5 estimates in your inbox tomorrow. So, hey, I need some of these trees cut back in my backyard. Go to thumbtack.com. You'll get a bunch of estimates from local professionals, and they're going to search through, you know, millions of results. And you don't have to ask your local neighbors, hey, do you know a guy? Because I need somebody. Thumbtack finds exactly who you're looking for. So we did this because we needed someone to pressure wash part of our patio and our back and all of that stuff. And I don't know where to go for a pressure wash. You know, who do you look for? So use Thumbtack. Super simple to do for backyard jobs, and it was so great. They're going to ask a few questions about your project, and they're going to use that info to find the pros that best fit the job. And it's available right when you need them, so it's within your budget, reviewed and verified. Thumbtack does all the legwork, and then you pick your favorite. It's like looking through resumes almost. So you'll get answers fast. So within 24 hours of submitting your project, you're going to have up to 5 estimates from local pros that will match your criteria. And they'll tell you their price. So you can go through and say, hey, maybe I want to pick the cheapest, or maybe I want to pick the medium cost one, or the most expensive. It doesn't really matter. And then you can chat with them directly if you need more information about their services. So anyone you need to hire is on Thumbtack. In fact, they even have belly dancers and personal trainers, which is amazing. So maybe you got a party and you want to have someone come over and do some belly dancing. I could hire that for my birthday party. I'd be thrilled about that. What about a photographer for your wedding? Or maybe like you have, you know, prom is coming up, right? Or maybe prom just passed you by. Maybe you need a photographer for your boy and your girl going to prom night. You can find that all on Thumbtack. So it's really fantastic. Here's what you need to do. Just go to thumbtack.com right now. Try it. Download the app on your smartphone and give it a shot. Thumbtack wants to be your one-stop shop for your local services, from plumbers, chefs, and even belly dancers. Check them out today. Go to thumbtack.com and tell them you heard about them from Clayton Morris. I appreciate it, everyone. So listen to this. Even if a member of Congress won't set aside any of his or her own money, the public, you, the taxpayer, automatically contributes an amount equaling 1% of that legislator's salary to the federal retirement fund. So this cushy federal retirement fund that they have, and the fees associated with it, which are minimal, like we just said, you are paying for. You are covering as the taxpayer. Are they covering your retirement plan? Heck no. Of course they're not. Oh, it infuriates me. So, you know, here's what basically the Senate Banking Committee last month, Gary Cohen, the director of the White House National Economic Council, discussed ideas that would remove pre-tax benefits from these retirement accounts, including 401ks, and he would shift them to the after-tax benefits. It wasn't clear how seriously the administration, though, is evaluating any specific proposal, the people said. Oh, great. So, but there are some changes coming. We know that, right? We know that the tax code is going to change. So in the next round of these tax overhauls, it's not really a question of whether retirement plans are going to get a haircut, but how much. If you look at some of the law firms and associated with rewriting the tax code and helping out in DC, because the money you're contributing to 401ks and other types of retirement plans isn't subject to current income tax. So how are they going to shift all of this? If you think about this, right, nor are your future earnings on that money. They're not, those accounts until you take them out and you live in retirement. So then they'll be taxed as ordinary income later in life. I think the great canard about the 401k is this idea that you're going to retire less wealthy, right? It's the idea when people say it's pre-tax, right? You get a pre-tax account. So this is fantastic. You got a pre-tax retirement account. And I'm going to pay taxes later. This is fantastic. It's mind-blowing. Why? Because it's under the assumption that you're going to be less wealthy later, right? Don't you want to retire in a higher tax bracket, meaning you're wealthier than you are now? So in retirement, you're going to pay more in taxes for that retirement account than you would now. Makes no sense, right? So it's amazing how if your retirement dollars were treated instead like contributions to a Roth individual Roth IRA or retirement account, they would be taxed before you put money into them. And you could ultimately withdraw the money tax-free in retirement. But the incentive of getting that upfront tax break would be gone. So right now, we're trying to see exactly what's going to unfold. But there's all of this money that Congress is not going to ignore. And according to the article, I'm going to quote, taxing retirement plan contributions, Roth style, would generate roughly $1.5 trillion over the next decade, that the way that the government reckons those numbers. So the idea that they would remove that pre-tax incentive, have you be taxed on it, which I'm actually okay with, and then because you're going to retire wealthier later, right? So putting it in pre-tax, which is fine. And then Congress can get their hands in it, right? They're going to make some money off of that $1.5 trillion that's out there floating around. But again, then also reducing and taking account of the fees that these companies can make is also going to increase. So it's just it basically the idea of penalizing retirement saving, and they're making it more difficult for us to save. The amount of incentives to even put money into a 401k are dwindling. So at a bare minimum, at least this argue in the Wall Street Journal makes the case, if Congress is going to hack away at some of the tax advantages for these private retirement accounts, it should make matching cuts to its own federal cushy system that they have, right? If we're having to pay 1% in fees, why are they only paying 0.03%? These are just on the fee front. And you want to increase some of those fees as well? I don't know. It just makes me so angry. So Congress, you get the low fees. We get the higher fees. You want to increase our fees under this new tax, and you want to take away the pre-tax credit, which is, you know, which is enticing for a lot of people. I'm actually in agreement that I think that if they did that, it would actually encourage more wealth building. But I don't. That's not how they see it. They just want access to your money. They're looking for your cash so they can line their coffers because they want to spend $600 billion a year on a defense budget. Anyway, I'm super angry about it, as you can tell. I'd love to hear your thoughts about what Congress is planning to do with these 401k plans. And how many of you actually out there are still using a 401k plan? Is it something that you still do? I don't contribute to mine anymore. I buy real estate, as you know. I've stopped even contributing to my 401k plan because I don't want all these people making all this extra money off of my money. I'd rather put my own money to use and build net worth assets that I can hold and that can cash flow for me right now, not when I'm in retirement. So that's the way I look at it. I'd love to hear how you look at it and how you use your 401k. Do you plan on retiring less wealthy later on so you're excited about the pre-tax stuff? Or do you want to shift your strategy and be taxed ahead of time? That way, when you take it out, when you're in your retirement, it's all tax-free. I'd love to know your thoughts on that. Leave some comments here on the show. Well, we publish this show Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I really appreciate you taking the time to connect with us. If you would like to book a call with our team, we would love to talk with you about wealth building and find out about helping you take action, get your first rental property. It's super simple to do. Just go to our website at morrisinvest.com. Click on the book a call tab, the schedule a consultation tab, and we'll talk to you for like 30 minutes and find out what your freedom number is, how many rental properties you're looking to acquire over the next few years, and how you can start to build real, real legacy wealth for you and your family. That's it for today, everyone. We'll see you back here next time. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor and grab your pitchforks because Congress is coming for you. We'll see you, everyone.